This episode of MMA Nuts is brought to you by
Plunge. Easy to use, reliable cold plunges at affordable prices. Save $150 off with code MMA150. Crowd Cow, the marketplace for high quality craft beef and meats from ranches around the world. Save $15 off your first box with code MMA15. NordVPN, get advanced security, internet freedom, and complete privacy. Save 73% off the 2-year plan plus 4 months free with code MMA Nuts. Purity Coffee, organic certified, high in antioxidants and free of contaminants. Save 20% off with code MMA20. Defense Soap, everyday soaps for everybody. Use code MMA Nuts to save 15% off your order.
Hey fans, this is MMA Nuts episode 580.
580!
You're not doing what you're supposed to. My name's Ingo Weigel.
Huh? What happened there?
Start this again.
This is, we're gonna fucking go again. 5, 4, 3.
Hey fans, this is MMA Nuts episode 580.
580.
My name's Ingo Weigel.
Matt Groth, MMA Show. Bye, fast forward fans, walk the line between serious and ridiculous. We had to do that twice.
I don't know.
That's all good. What are you drinking over there?
I have thinner. I bought some of this June shine on clearance because the summer's over.
Nice.
This is strawberry watermelon. Tastes pretty good. See, I like these because they're like low calorie, low alcohol, and you just, you know, you get a nice little mellow relaxation thing going on. You know,
that's what it's all about.
Nothing too crazy.
Mellow yellow. It used to be my favorite pop back in the day.
Really? Even more so than Mountain Dew?
Yes.
Was that the one that was sweeter than Mountain Dew?
I think so. I think it was stickier too.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Yes. That's old school. That would be like 70s pop when it was, I don't even know what the fuck was. I think that was, everything was real sugar back then. Now it's whatever.
Seems like
bullshit.
Yeah, they don't
give a fuck anymore.
High fructose corn syrup. Yeah.
Yeah. And then they rename that to trick you to keep drinking it.
What is it called now?
Gaff, gay as fuck. Hey, how about those Bears? Speaking of gaff,
yeah, how about them Bears?
Pretty good, huh?
Oh, Bears.
I'll just say this, if you conclude the preseason, they are 5-1.
Yeah,
5-1.
They won by that field goal in the fourth quarter, right? So
yeah, it was ugly as fuck. I had to keep, luckily I started late on the game and I'm like, oh, this is bad. Fast forward. Go. I don't know what to make of this Justin Fields character at our quarterback.
I think he's going to get hurt by game 4 or 5 if he keeps running all the time. So he gets banged up a lot. He's not a big dude. He's kind of little.
No, he's pretty big. He's like 6'3", 6'4", 230, 240. He's a big dude.
Why does he look so little on TV?
Yeah, I think everyone else is so huge. And he runs so fast, it makes him look smaller. Okay. Like Barry Sanders.
He looks this big on my TV, man.
No, he's a big dude.
It doesn't look very big.
It's like 2 inches tall. He's like Hezbollah, but in real life. I think it remains to be seen because I don't know if I want to just throw him out and say he sucks, or is it because you have a new offense, you have a lot of new players and new plays, but it seems like he's getting worse every season. But I think you just got to ride it out and just see what happens, because I think it's, I'm going to say it's too early. How's that?
Yeah, too early on the guy. Give him a chance. New coach, new mostly front office, right? So
new system.
Let them do their thing for another year or so.
Yeah, and you don't know, like that line isn't super great for pass blocking either right now. They're really good for run blocking. Like they ran the fuck out of the ball, but again, you're playing the Texans, who isn't a fucking super great team. So
well, Montgomery got hurt too, which he sounds like he's day to day, but
yeah, I think, and then Herbert, I don't remember what he ran, like 150 or 175 yards in the game. He had like a 52-yard run. This is now an NFL podcast. If you like Chicago Bears, you're home with the MMA Nuts.
You're in the right place. Do you not want to talk about the Bears? We can talk about Bellator.
We can talk about the Blackhawks because they start their preseason tomorrow.
Oh.
And that's it. And now let's talk about Bellator's. Moving right along. Bellator 285. What happened? Benson Henderson got a win.
Benson Henderson got the win. Yoel Romero got the win.
Let's talk about this. Yeah.
Can I show the finish on that?
Yeah, go ahead.
Are they gonna shut us down for that? It'll be all right.
It wasn't like the most active fight, but I'd say the first round there was a leg kick that swept out Melvin's leg, and they went to the ground, and then it was a lot of ground and pound from fucking Romero.
I mean, do you think this was excessive? I mean, it looks like
he probably I think it's totally fine.
Could have stopped it a while prior. You know, I don't know. Seemed excessive. But Manhoff, you know, retires after this.
Yeah, but it was weird, too, because I didn't realize how old both of these guys were. So I want to say, does this look like your average 45 Romero and 46-year-old Melvin both should look like? Like, is that what the average human being looks like besides the crazy eyes from Melvin?
No.
Wait till he turns, because then he's so yoked up. Like, Jesus Christ, guys. 45 and 46.
I don't know. Yeah, it's ridiculous big. Can't be good for your health to be that big.
No, and...
Or that sauce juiced up.
No. And then, I don't know if you saw afterwards... I want to play a little of this. Let me share this. I'll have to block some of this other shit later.
What is happening right now?
I don't know. He's speaking dog. He's speaking in foreign dialects. And then he attacked the cage at some point and started biting the cage. And then someone else said they were in the market for a new pup. So let's see.
That's...
I don't know if I want that one. Seems a little aggressive, slightly on the aggressive side.
Very aggressive.
Maybe like 220 pounds. Probably shits in your yard a lot more than you're looking for.
Yeah.
I'm just saying. So yeah, that was weird. And would you say Melvin retired after that?
He was done. He said he's ending his career. Yeah, it's the end of the line.
How old should people be fighting till? This is the age-old question, I think.
I mean, I think for their health.
And maybe it's by sport. Like, think about like MMA. 45 seem excessive. 46.
I think it's too old. I would say 40, 38, 40 for a heavyweight. You know, I don't know. You know?
Yeah, I think it's weight class dependent too, because obviously the heavyweights can go a little bit later, because their average age is probably like 38. I don't even know what the prime is for a heavyweight, but probably late 30s. But fuck, man, you look at any other sport, like once you start going over 40, you're in crazy talk land. You're an anomaly. Like, what is it, Brady? Is there anybody else over 40? There's probably a punter or something stupid, like a kicker.
Yeah, I know.
I think Robbie Gould's probably pretty old by now. Kicker for San Francisco.
What's his face from Green Bay, the kicker? Was Mason Crosby, is that his name? Yeah, he's way up there. But yeah, it's going to be a position like that, you know? You're going to have a 45-year-old wide receiver. That's just not going to happen.
Yeah, and then in hockey, I don't even remember. There might be one or two in their 40s. I don't know if Joe Thornton is still hockeying it up. And then there was Jaromír Jágr, who I think is in his 50s, and he's still, I think he owns a team in whatever country he's in, and he fucking kind of plays over there, and he wants to come back in the NHL and come back in. I'm like, holy fuck, man. But he's still got, it's crazy, because when these guys are so elite, even when they're super old, they're still pretty fucking good, because, okay, maybe I'm not going to score 200 points now, but maybe I can score you 75.
Yes.
You know? So it's there.
Well, you worry about their long-term health, their longevity.
Yeah, I mean, it depends on the sport, right? Obviously, MMA, like, probably need to get out earlier rather than later because of all the brain damage. And position-wise in football, I think it's dependent upon where you're playing.
Like probably if you're the kicker or the punter, you're obviously seeing less action and less hits. And I don't even know, hockey, same thing, concussions and fights. And that's a high contact, high action sport. A lot of fucking, it's like CTE across the board. And that's another weird thing. You haven't really heard anybody talking about that of late anymore, where before it seemed like that was the hot topic to talk about. And maybe it was because of that concussion movie that came out a while ago with Will Smith, and that kind of brought it to the forefront. And now, like, I don't hear anybody in any sport really talking about that anymore. Just, oh, he's in concussion protocol, and that just seems to be acceptable, whatever the sport is.
Yeah, well, I mean, Chuck Liddell's wife claimed that he has CTE. I know that they're in some sort of a custody battle, you know. And there was, she was saying that he's been experiencing a lot of paranoia and become somewhat more violent and like unpredictable, you know, in his older age. So I don't know. I think give it like 5-6 years, and these old guys that we're used to, you know, like the Silvers, the Rampages, those guys, like all Liddell, those guys, we're going to be hearing some stuff, I think. But
yeah, I mean,
in the NFL, they're wearing those weird things in practice now. You ever see those?
Yeah, in the preseason. I'm like, what the fuck? Because there was, in football, they're always talking about, I don't know if they were always talking about it, but what if you took the helmets off again and played like rugby? Would like, people be
playing a little rubby, a little rub the chicken?
Blue chew a little early.
Oh boy.
So yes. And I think that was about it for Bellator. Let's look at UFC this weekend.
Okay.
Mackenzie Dern versus Yan. That's about the only fight I'm interested in this card. Here we go again. When we talk about ranked fighters and cards, number 5 versus number 6 is headlining. Randy Brown, you can kind of
Mike Davis.
I think she's got an OnlyFans, Jessica Penney.
She does?
Yeah, I think so. Chelsea Handler. Oh, Chelsea Chandler. It's like, what the shit?
That
what's going on here? So, yeah. And then I don't know if I can pull up next week's card. Hang on. What the fuck is this main event?
Grasso, how is that even versus, possible? Arroyo? I don't know.
Oh, and then the other thing I wanted to mention about this Dern fight. Did you know there's going to be no fans in attendance?
Why?
The rumor is they're doing some kind of weird VR thing for it, so they're not going to have any fans in the stands. So it's going to be like one of those COVID fight things, which is kind of refreshing. Remember how quiet it was? You could hear all the interactions, all the punches, all the, oh shit, they can hear us commentating, and then they're fucking changing their game plans based on our commentating. So yeah, I don't know exactly who's doing all the VR, but yeah, I think they're testing something out, so there's gonna be no fans. So kind of awkward, but yeah, we'll see what the broadcast sounds like. Speaking of awkward,
shall we talk about our sponsor? Manscaped.
Hello, Manscaped.
Welcome to the fresh ball fall. It's the season of pumpkin spice and making sure your crotch looks nice. They rhyme that. That means sipping cider in a fall breeze and using Manscaped products to trim your balls with ease. That's right. Today's show is brought to you by Manscaped, a company here to make sure that your foliage isn't the only thing shedding its excess leaves. Heck, even Mother Nature knows it's time to lose the excess clutter for fall. Hmm. Join the 6 million men worldwide who trust Manscaped by going to manscaped.com/MMANuts for 20% off and free shipping.
Word. I actually used mine this morning. In case anybody needed to know that, I'm just sharing. So whether you're brand new or already with us at Manscaped, you could use the Crown Jewel Care for your family jewels. The Platinum Package 4.0. Aging. With this glorious package, you can align your entire hygiene routine all in one swoop.
That is right. And you can go to manscaped.com/MMANuts and get 20% off and free shipping. That's 20% off with free shipping at manscaped.com/MMANuts. Manscaped, clear out the leaves. It's your tree trunk's time to shine.
Yeah, damn right it is.
Oh boy.
Okay. That's what it's all about. Time to shine. Speaking of time to shine, did you know summer's winding down? The nights are getting longer, but the breeze isn't the only thing that's getting stiff. That's right. This episode is sponsored by Blue Chew. Guys, we all know confidence can take you far in life. That's especially true in the bedroom, especially when it's time to step up to the plate. That's where Blue Chew comes in.
Yes, and the best part is it's all done online, so no visits to the doctor's office, no awkward conversations, and no waiting in line at the pharmacy. Blue Chew's tablets are made in the USA and prepared and shipped direct to your door in a discreet package. You can take them anytime, day or night, so you can plan ahead or be ready whenever an opportunity arises.
Oh, hey now. So if you could benefit from extra confidence when it's time to perform, here you go, time to perform, chew it and do it. And we got a special deal for our listeners. Try Blue Chew free when you use our promo code MMANuts at checkout. Just pay $5 shipping. That's bluechew.com, promo code MMANuts to receive your first month free. Visit bluechew.com for more details and important safety information. And we thank Blue Chew for sponsoring the podcast.
Yes, we do.
And back to the show.
You know who I think might be using Blue Chew? Because these gentlemen are extremely happy. Mr. Lyoto Machida and his dad doing a little karate. Oh, shit.
Here we go.
Look at that. Here they go. I'm not sure what I'm looking at, but this is some sort of training situation. His dad is like 1,000 years old and he looks fantastic.
I think that's all the piss drinking that goes down in that family.
Gotta be. So they're having a great time. They must have had some Blue Chew.
Oh my God. I don't know what's going on here.
Everyone's very happy.
This is very awkward.
It's super awkward, but I don't know. There's music. I didn't want to get us copyrighted, so I didn't play it. There's definitely some music, but dad looking quite with it. Very exciting. Good for Lyoto. I haven't heard
from him for like ever.
No. I found this? I was sitting around the other day and I was like,
pants off.
I was thinking, I wonder what happened to Lyoto Machida because he was so elusive. And then I was like, let me check down the rabbit hole. Let me check it out. And
see
then
how elusive.
Here we are, you know. So
good. That happens sometimes. You go down that rabbit hole. I just did that one earlier. Mm-hmm. And I saw Bobby Green was posting something recently, and he said he was supposed to fight Jim Miller at UFC 276, but then he got popped for USADA and the fight was off. And this is one of those weird ones again. And it's kind of funny that you mentioned Lyoto Machida, because I think this is the same shit that happened to him. But Bobby Green said that he had taken DHEA, and that's on the fucking ban list from USADA. But it's a supplement that you can just fucking buy anywhere. You can go to Amazon and buy it, go to fucking GNC, any place has it, but somehow that's in his system. He took it, and then I don't know how long of a suspension he got, but I think that's the same thing Machida got, was DHEA.
That stuff must work, huh? If it's banned.
I don't know. It's weird because it shouldn't be anything that you can buy in a vitamin store should not be performance fucking enhancing. Because I think the argument is too, like, aren't vitamins then performance enhancing?
You would think yes.
So it's like anything in that store. Isn't protein?
You can't eat.
Right.
You have to not
eat. Jizz, protein enhancing.
Yes.
Or performance enhancing. It's all that. Right. So it's kind of weird. But anyway. What else is happening?
I got a bunch of video stuff, but I'd say one quick piece of happy news first.
Go ahead.
Our friend.
Which one?
This one has a baby. I think this is why he retired potentially. There's a baby just had. Ta ta ta. Yep. Happy daddy. Still gotta wear the masks. Looking as duplicate. Yeah, sorry. So you know, good on him. Become a daddy.
Yeah, I think he's not done. I think he'll box, but I think MMA is done for him. And then I've got a little clip video here. I gotta make sure I turn the volume off. But Chris Cyborg won her pro boxing debut.
Yes.
Unanimous decision. We'll show a little bit of it. I always appreciate when she steps into other sports, because she'll just go in there and fucking bang it out. Like, not looking at defense, but just throwing bombs.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know if the woman she fought has 7 or 8 losses on her record. I'm not exactly sure, and I don't really care. But the Cyborg is 1-0 in professional boxing. So she took some shots.
Her defense
that's needs usually work. What she did. Yeah.
I feel like she needs some help with
the defense. But that's the same thing when she had like a, I think it was a kickboxing fight against like a top kickboxer. And I think she lost that one, but she went out there and just fucking banged it out because she doesn't play it safe when she goes into other sports. She's looking to fucking hit and hit someone and be hit. Mm-hmm. You know, exchange, shoot a box mm-hmm. or something.
Yes. And, let's see what else. I was watching some highlights from the Dana White Contender Series, and apparently 17-year-old Raul Rosas Jr. made history becoming the youngest UFC fighter ever with this victory just over the week, last week. I don't know if you saw this. Quite an exciting knockout. Little spinning shit. Bam!
Oh, shit.
Right there. Throw some spinning shit.
That's nice. It's real nice.
So I brought this up for a reason because I'm wondering what your thoughts are on having a 17-year-old in the UFC.
You're still in high school.
Yeah, right? That seems too young for a combat sport. I don't think 17-year-olds should play football either. Probably not even like in the pros.
In the pros, no.
Hockey, questionable. I think maybe a sport like basketball or baseball, soccer, where it's maybe a little bit less
high. Contact, a non-contact sport. How's that? Yeah, I think 17 in a non-contact sport is fine. Yeah. Contact sport, I think 18 is the minimum.
Well, because think about 17-year-old is still a kid. Like,
he's still growing.
It's too, a baby.
That's a challenge too, because I always have that problem, and that's why I always didn't want to wrestle in fucking high school. It's like cutting weight while you're growing. Like, not a good idea.
No.
And then the same thing, like this guy, like you're fucking probably still going to be growing till you're 21, potentially. It could be. So you have 4 more years of trying to figure out like what weight class you should be fighting at, and then you're cutting and blah, blah, blah. Yeah, I think it's too young, and it's weird that Dana signed this guy, and then there were other guys on the show where he could have easily signed. He's like, you know what, I think you need to come back and fight some more. So obviously he's playing favorites and probably wanted to send a message, and probably can sign him super fucking cheap, because I think the younger you are, probably the more naive you are with what the fucking UFC can get away. Okay, you're on a 500 and 500, but you know what, you're in the fucking UFC, man. It's a fucking UFC. Really? Okay, cool. I'm just saying. I saw, we're talking about Mackenzie Dern, but did you see how she's training for her upcoming fight?
Did she make an OnlyFans page?
Not yet, but here's how she's training. This is how she's preparing.
Oh, wow.
I like the sparklies. She has sparklies. I don't know how those work, but nice. This looks like effective training to me.
Some sort of an Instagram filter, I think, but that's pretty cool.
Yep. So I feel like she's gonna win with whatever she's doing.
I can get behind this training method.
Damn right. So I saw that, and then let me do one more real quick here. I saw this neat takedown setup, because usually you don't see a takedown like this, and I don't know who the guys are. It'll say in the video. So we go fake flying knee to fucking, I don't know if he got a double or a single there.
Yeah, that's Rosas Jr., the guy in the red. He's the one he's the one who won. That's
funny. That guy's fucking everywhere then.
He's everywhere. Yes. So fucking pretty solid, man. Pretty solid takedown. I like it.
What else is happening?
Did you see the poster for UFC 281 just released? Mm-hmm. Here we go. So we got a little Adesanya versus Pereira, Esparza versus Zhang, and Poirier versus Chandler. What do you think about this poster?
Hang on. I'm in like small view here. I got to boost my fucking thing up. Okay. I like this. This is different from normal.
Looks like lightsabers or something. I'm not sure what's happening with this. Here, but
and I'm going to say it right here. Adesanya is going to lose.
Oh, really?
Yep.
Okay.
You heard it here first. He's due. We're due for some mix-ups.
I like it. End of the year kind of mix-up shit happening.
Fuck yeah. It's about that time. Let's do some KOs of the week. We got a handful. There's at least three. I don't know if I should share sound, but let's see what happens here.
Oh, damn.
This is like a capoeira, right? Like fake, and then a little head kick, and you're shut off.
Yeah.
That's one. Door number two. Why we might be able to share sound.
Oh damn.
Oh fuck. Oh, that one's bad. Whoa. The bass just dropped.
That was a bad one. What are they using, like fishing wire to make the cage?
Probably.
It's really thin.
Well, it's interesting to see all the different kinds of cages. So here's your hay barrel or whatever those are. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh,
damn.
Another one. Those are tough when you go arms up. That's like the Brendan Schaub sleeper guard. Every day,
yep.
Fucking muscle memory. It's all good. What else is going on?
I have another one to add to the list.
Yeah, go ahead.
Here's Edvin Santos versus Alisson Vicente. So this one has a little bit of setup, you know. Things are looking okay. You know, they're just kind of, Vicente's playing around. He gets knocked down a little bit. Sapo is like, Santos is like, hey, what's happening? Let's stand this back up. I think I like my chances, right? Mm-hmm. So they resume. Things are looking all right. And then things go very poorly here shortly. For this guy, I don't know what you call
fucking that knee just blew out.
Whatever happened, I think
torn ACL, MCL, every ACL in the right knee.
He's just kind of like, eat this one, and then it's like,
The ref's blocking.
Good nighty nights.
Fucking right knee gave out.
Well, he got knocked out pretty.
Yeah, he did. Oh, Jesus Christ!
There we go. That's a better angle.
There, look at
It's weird because one leg stiffened up and the other one didn't. It's very strange.
Yeah, that's wild. Holy shit.
Wild knockout.
And then I'll show you the aftermath of a fight. I've never seen, hang on a second. The aftermath of a fight looks so fucked up.
Like the bloodiness?
Just their faces.
Oh, damn.
That way you get us banned from everything. So. And shut that one off right away.
That looks bad.
Since, oh my God, it might be too much for people to handle. Your video is private now. Yeah. How about this? Is our show's just turning into craziness. How about a good old kick to the dick? We haven't had one of those in a while. You need some.
Oh, man.
Oh, that's
Jacoby. I'll hear that again.
Oh, oh damn.
Iggy! Oh, Iggy!
Surprised he's not dry heating. It's just like, good lord.
And then at that point, you just start whacking off. You gotta make sure everything works right. Let me do one more. I'll go rapid fire. I think we've seen this one before, but I like a good slap fight. It's like slap chop.
Oh, nice. Is that Arnold?
Yes. Oh, shit.
Oh, my God.
Get to the chopper.
Arnold's like, what is happening?
He's like, I should not be here. My agent's not going to like this. Get to the chopper.
Oh, man. What's going on? Well, I was going to save this for later, but I'll just throw this one in real quick before I get back to MMA. Speaking of hits to the dick.
Yes.
Here's
sorry, my favorite.
over the weekend, Lody Tavares gets hit in the dick and then got his hand stepped on by the guy. And it's like egregious. I mean, how much bad luck? Here he goes, hitting the nuts. And then, right underneath the catcher's.
So sorry.
So dangerous. But, let's talk Floyd Mayweather. Had a little Ryzen fight over the weekend, a little exhibition. Here he is finishing up his opponent, doing a little boxing and look, landing a nice shot.
I thought it was supposed to be an exhibition.
It is, but apparently this guy missed the memo and cannot
missed the right hand to the fucking chin.
Oh, he's like, "Poof, that's pretty hard." He's like,
"I think round two is over." I think the fight's actually over, sir.
Yeah, they ended the fight. Yep. So I don't know what Floyd's doing. I'm sure he made about $200 million for that.
Probably.
So, it's Mikiro Asakura.
See, that's what happens when bodies start slapping. Did you see this awesome thing that the UFC is selling?
Ooh,
UFC replica belt wrist cuff bracelet.
Cool.
Who the fuck is buying that?
I don't know. I guarantee you the Just Bleed guy has at least two of those.
It looks like a cock ring. If that's a cock ring in a porn, I can subscribe to this.
Yes.
Speaking of that, let's see what Paige VanZant's up to. Yeah, sometimes you got to just check in with the ladies, see what they're doing. Oh. Apparently, it's Friday, high noon.
She actually just announced she's joining officially OnlyFans. I don't know if you heard, I read this the other day.
But she's got her own site. Oh, I think her OnlyFans is for like technique videos, because you really need technique video from Paige VanZant. Like that one, allegedly. Then I'm in. But MMA training stuff from her, not so much. What else is happening?
I have pretty much just some random stuff for knowledge, which we can
okay
save.
Then I'll go to ask that. So
okay,
let me pull this one up. This is a Barstool Sports. Which three of these celebrities would you like to play 18 holes with? Pick three to golf with.
18 holes?
Yep. It's a long time you're gonna be spending. Good 5-6 hours.
I'm gonna say Snoop Dogg,
mm-hmm.
Michael Jordan,
mm.
and Jennifer Lopez.
Yeah, this is a solid pick.
Uh huh. I can't handle Britney.
Oh,
Tom Brady doesn't seem very intelligent. I don't know if I can hang out with him. The Rock would be fun, but his personality is too big. I can't.
Yeah, it's too much. It's just too much. It's like him and Leonardo is too much, and Tom Cruise, that's too much. So I'm gonna go Britney Spears, fucking Jennifer Lopez, and probably Taylor Swift.
Oh, God.
Make a harem of ladies.
Okay.
And let the crazy, because I don't need Snoop Dogg to bring weed. I'm gonna bring my own weed. We're gonna see what happens.
I just want to hear the stories, you know.
Oh my God. The shit they could tell. Like, tell me something. Between like J-Lo and Britney, fuck. And then yeah. Taylor, just sing some songs or something. I don't know.
Yeah.
Like fucking everybody just sing. Do a little dance, make a little love, get down tonight.
Get down tonight.
So that was one. We'll pull this next one up. This is a video clip, and hopefully I want to post a little volume. Hopefully this doesn't get us pulled down. Take a chance on this. So I don't watch NASCAR, but is this typical for NASCAR?
Oh yeah, they get pissed at each other. I saw this. Yeah. There must have been some rubbing going on.
Oh, and he kicks his car. Like, fuck your car.
All kinds of stuff going on.
Andrew Grady.
And you got that guy just is like, nope. He just picks him up like a little boy.
There was an accident, apparently, huh? Yeah, they get pissed at each other all the time for driving like maniacs. So they're all crazy. It's so crazy.
Yeah. And then guess who's got an OnlyFans page now?
Donald Trump?
Close.
Oh, geez.
Chris Cyborg. But unfortunately, it's not like posting nakeds. It's, I think it's like a podcast or something, or a Q&A. Huh. Oh, I can do a post-fight Q&A? Huh.
Did she not get the memo? Does she not understand what this site is supposed to be about?
If you're on there, I want to see your asshole, okay?
That's what it's about. 200 likes, because everyone's like, bogus.
Yeah, this is bullshit, lady.
Fuck this.
This is bullshit.
Fuck this site.
Yeah. And then, oh, I'm going to turn the sound down. My question is why. We've seen these videos before, but I post this. I just go, why, Ingo?
Oh, damn. I don't know.
Biggie, get off! And he leans into it too, like, give me more, hit me in the dick and balls. I like it.
Maybe he had his balls like removed or something.
Yeah, probably.
He
looks like he's getting off on this too.
And no
sick
dick.
Fuck. What a sick fuck.
The whole thing is just crazy.
I don't understand it. Let's go into some knowledge. What's going on?
I'm curious if you like sushi and if you would ever eat something the likes of this. This is a live live caught sushi type thing. I don't know exactly what this is, but apparently this is a delicacy. They put a little raw egg on top of it.
Nope.
And some weird, I don't know, squid thing, baby squid. This guy's like, what is that shit? So you would not eat that?
No, I ain't eating anything living. Nope.
Okay.
Hard pass.
Okay, gotcha.
And then I'll share this one. I don't know if you saw this. Ted Lasso and AFC Richmond are playable in FIFA 23.
Yeah, that's awesome. I love that show. Did you ever watch that show?
I watched some of the first season, and then I think where was it? Apple?
Yeah.
Yeah, I didn't have that, so I stopped watching. I think I had it free for a little bit, and then I watched it, and then it expired, and then I stopped watching. Where are they at? Are like season 4 by now, or close to it?
3 or 4. They get better. I think I don't think they released a new season yet.
Maybe they just finished 3, and they were wrapping up season 4. But I did enjoy the episodes I watched, because I think it was on a flight when I went on vacation somewhere, and I was able to watch like the first 2 or 3 episodes, and then I'm like, oh, the flight's still going and I can't watch anymore. What the fuck? Why did you lure me in?
And there were only me more. 2 seasons. Not 3. It felt like 3, but it wasn't. So
gotcha.
It's a really good show. Entertaining. It's a good, like, you know, if you're hanging out and you're want to unwind a little and have some laughs, there's some silly shit that happens. So it's pretty good. I like
it. And then we were talking about shows. How do you feel about, did you watch the latest House of Dragons?
I did. You know, the thing that's messing me up is the time warp and the 100%. Change, the change in characters. There's now they have new actors for the main character, a couple of the main characters, because they're older. I got really confused and I was frustrated like 20 minutes. And I'm like, what the fuck is happening in this episode? Like, I don't understand what's going on. So I don't like it. I'm hoping they're going to stop that. Like, I feel like they're just trying to give us like the background and then they'll stop doing that. But I do not like that about the show at the moment.
To move, like, what did we just warp? Like 10 years or something? Yeah, it's way too fast. Because again, like, I like the original characters, and now some of them are the same, playing the same person, but then 2 of the main characters just got swapped out. And then I'm having trouble with the plot line. Maybe spoiler, but I liked it when it was like Game of Thrones was house versus house, so you knew where everybody stood. And now there's so much infighting. I don't understand who's on what side, and I feel like it's already jumped the shark, and now I'm not liking it. And remember when it went original Game of Thrones too, when it went living versus the dead? I'm like, oh, that was fucking cool, because you know who's on each side. I don't know who's on each side, and I don't like same house fighting. It's like, what is it? The Avengers Civil War, when you have all the good guys fighting each other. Like, I don't like this scenario. You need to be,
it's confusing.
Yeah. And it's the other show I was trying to watch was that Rings of Power on Amazon. Absolute dog shit. They spent
the Lord of the Rings thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They spent, I think, $465 million on the first season, and it is fucking dog shit. Like, really thin fucking plot lines, too many characters. I keep trying to give it a shot, and then I just get lost and go, what the fuck am I watching? Like, this is really bad. And then the only positive thing is Call of Duty, Modern Warfare 2. They just had their beta come out, tested it. It's pretty fucking solid.
You like it? What era is it in?
Oh, it's current.
Okay.
And then I think they're supposed to have, wasn't there an airport map? Like, there was that one scene where you come into the airport. I think it was in the campaign of one of those. And you come in as a bad guy and you're fucking just mowing down all the good people.
Yeah, I think they call it like Terminal or something.
Yeah, I think that's supposed to be a map, because that was a multiplayer map at one point, and I think that's going to be a map here. So I'd say I think there were three maps in rotation in a multiplayer. Two of them were really good. One of them was dog shit, but that's typical for these shooters. But it felt pretty fucking balanced off the bat. And like, I usually judge a game of like, how quickly can I ascend to like top one or two? Because it's like a 6 versus 6. And obviously when you start, you're not going to be fucking top player every game, but relatively quickly, I was able to get to the top couple spots each game. I'm like, oh, fuck yeah. And I don't understand how the weapons work yet, because it seems like you may have a base model of a gun, but then you may change one piece and that gun, like say it's an assault rifle, it may become like a machine gun. So that part seems a little confusing, but the actual gameplay is really fucking solid.
Okay, so, cool. That comes out what, October?
Yeah, I think so. So I think the beta just wrapped up.
Mm-hmm.
I think I had 2 or 3 days of playing, and I leveled my guy up to, I think it was 30 was the highest you could go.
Okay.
Really fucking solid. I'm pretty excited. I like this because a lot of the games you play recently, it's fucking not polished, dog shit, very glitchy. This felt polished and clean. I'm like, man, this is old school, like how they used to be when they came out. That's how it feels. So hopefully it'll mm-hmm. be like that when it gets fully released here in the next month. So,
okay, nice.
I'm excited. I'm gonna kill people in a video game and fucking teabag them as a shine of respect. You teabag out of respect. So
teabagging, you're all mm-hmm. about the teabagging
and playing domination where you can drop like I don't know what they call it, some kind of like mine that you can drop right on the domination point, and it's 100% hidden, and as soon as someone crosses over it, it shoots up in the air and explodes, and it's usually an instant kill. So it's as soon as I take a point, I drop a mine on it, and then I don't have to guard it. I can run off, and 9 times out of 10, no one's expecting that to be there, and you get a fucking easy defense kill while you're on like another point. So those are my favorites. I like that and the claymores, but the claymores you can see because it shoots the lasers out. This one's very sneaky.
Do they have dolphins with lasers?
They should. Lots of lasers and big fucking dicks.
Of course they gotta have those.
I thought they were rapey. Weren't dolphins rapey?
Only when they
What?
No.
I didn't say that.
No. I'm talking about the big dicks, not the rapey part. Oh my god. I can't say that.
I'm gonna spit that out.
You're gonna have to.
And that's the last time we ever
bleep.
Yeah. It's sorry all good. That. It's all good. Yeah, any other knowledge or
No, I think that's it. So,
all right, yeah, it's probably a good place. We should die.
That has been this week's edition of MMA Nuts. My name's Ingo Weigel.
Matt Griffith, thanks for playing.